It's the 23rd of July, the penultimate Friday of July. I'm Steve Smith for Cultural Continuum this morning, joined by Betty Skuas-Arnett from ArtSucks. Welcome, Betty.
Thank you very much for having me.
Glad to have snagged you when you were talking to Sheila earlier today.
Perfect.
Welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum, and we are going to get right into it with an event that you're a part of. Art lovers are invited to downtown Sioux City tonight for an art walk. The art walk itself gets underway from 6 to 8 p.m. I understand there's a open house beginning at 5. Is that right?
Yes. At our new gallery, we have a ribbon cutting actually at 4:30.
4:30.
Yes. And then the Hardline Coffee, which is also going to be in our gallery, has another ribbon cutting. And then our reception opens at 5 to 8.
Okay. So two ribbon cuttings in one place.
Yes.
And also it's going to smell like coffee. So that's amazing.
Awesome.
Always. It's the art walk itself. Will go on from 6 to 8 o'clock with exhibitions from local artists. Three different locations, not only ArtSucks, but also Gallery 103, and that's the pre-existing art gallery that's been in the Ho-Chunk Center for a couple of years now. And then the grand opening of the new location, as Betty mentioned, of the ArtSucks Gallery in the old Carlton's building. And then the Sioux City Art Center has also kind of extended its hours for Friday night, so they will be open too, so you'll be able to check all that out. And it's all happening tonight, beginning at 4:30 with the ribbons cutting then continuing until 8 o'clock. Lots of stuff going on downtown. Big event.
Yes, big night. Now it's supposed to be hot, so be prepared for that. But yes. We're very excited to have so much going on and within walking distance.
Right.
Yeah. Also tonight, Friday, July 23rd, Downtown Live will be on the lawn of the Sioux City Public Museum. The band this week will be Dustin Arbuckle and the Damnations, a genre-hopping quintet from Kansas. A harmonica player and singer, Arbuckle has been playing with the Damnations since 2017. They'll be exploring a vast cross-section of roots music from blues and soul to folk, with occasional forays into deep country and even jazz.
And that's also within walking distance of the whole art walk deal.
Absolutely.
Also going on tonight, Sioux City Community Theater is kicking off the Brothers Grimm Tales and Turns Them on Their Head. It's the Brothers Grimm Spectaculathon. Two narrators and several actors attempt to combine all 209 stories, ranging from classics like Snow White and Cinderella to more obscure Grimm's Brothers fairy tales, The Devil's Grandmother, The Girl Without Hands, and many, many others. It's a wild, free-form comedy with lots of audience participation. Go to scctheater.org to find out more.
The Okoboji Summer Theater is showing the comedy murder mystery Clue through Sunday, July 25th. Based on the iconic 1985 Paramount movie, which was inspired by the classic board game, Clue is hilarious. Farce-based mystery murder. The tale begins as six mysterious guests assemble at a remote mansion where murder and blackmail are on the menu. When their host turns up dead, they all become suspects.
Also up to the north, and also a theater event, Boji Bantam Children's Theater, and this is will be showing at the Pearson Lakes Art Center's outdoor amphitheater. They're doing a thing called Sideways Stories from Wayside School. That runs through tomorrow. In this wacky world, life lessons come flying from every angle. It's based on a popular series of children's books. Sideways Stories from Wayside School brings an elementary school where the oddest things can happen to life. It's a fun-filled ride. Go to okobojisummertheater.org to find out more.
And on Saturday, July 24th, the Sioux City Public Museum will be offering a hands-on history event from 10 a.m. to noon. Children and families are encouraged to learn about Sioux City history with touch and feel stations containing artifacts from the museum's collection. Saturday's theme is Made by Hand.
Also tomorrow morning, but at the Sioux City Art Center, they're giving students a chance to work in a variety of media. Artwork will be sent home at the end of the class. Bring your friends, dress to be messy. The class tomorrow, and this will again be from 10:30 to noon, it's called Found Object Sculptures.
Siouxland Pride Alliance and the Sioux City Human Rights Commission are hosting the annual Pride Prom for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender youth and their allies on Saturday, July 24th from 7 to 11 p.m. at Girls Inc. This free chaperoned event will include makeovers, entertainment, karaoke, dancing, and food. All are welcome, but children under 13 must be accompanied by an adult. Parents and family members of older youth are also welcome and encouraged to attend as well. The prom is drug, tobacco, and alcohol-free event.
Also tomorrow, Vanguard Arts presents Amanda Fish for an 8 o'clock show. Fish is a blues woman from Kansas City and received the 2016 Sean Costello Rising Star Blues Blast Music Award, which is an awfully long name for an award. She was also a semi-finalist in the 2017 International Blues Challenge and nabbed a 2019 Blues Music Award for Best Emerging Artist Album. She is also kind of overshadowed by her more famous younger sister, Samantha Fish, so you might be familiar with her work, too.
Harpist Mary Watts will present her program Music from the Stage from the Betty Strong Encounter Center, 2 p.m. on Sunday, July 25th. The presentation will be live at the center and live stream on the center's website and Facebook page. Music from the Stage will feature a program of light fare, including music from State Fair, along with Rodgers and Hammerstein selections.
Area youth can learn how to kayak on Tuesday at the Southwood Conservation Area. There will be two sessions that day. They'll meet in the parking lot by the pond. These are repeat programs. Go from 10 a.m. to noon or 1 to 3 p.m. The program is perfect for the first-time kayaker and offers a fun and safe environment for kids to learn how to kayak. Go to woodburyparks.org to find out more.
Siouxland Artists and the Betty Strong Encounter Center will host a reception for Chaos to Order with internationally recognized water media artist Kathleen Conover. A reception with the artist will take place on Tuesday, July 27th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. at the Betty Strong Encounter Center. Conover will also be giving a workshop presented by Siouxland Artists. Conover's work has been featured in more than 200 juried exhibitions, receiving national and international recognition for the vision, innovative techniques, and fearless expression that give rise to her unique designs.
Another Okoboji Summer Theater event. Their next production is the musical The Marvelous Wondrettes, Dream On. That opens Tuesday, runs through Sunday. It's 1969, and the Marvelous Wondrettes are back at Springfield High to throw a retirement party for their favorite teacher. For more information, go to OkobojiSummerTheater.com.
Wednesday, July 28th at 7 p.m., the Orange City Arts presents another on-stage OC event at the Windmill Park with the Community Band. A perennial favorite, local musicians directed by Dan Mangold play everything from big band hits, show tunes, and patriotic melodies with a personal touch. About 40 members strong, the Community Band rehearses and plays together throughout the summer.
And Wednesday, the Pearson Lakes Art Center in Okoboji presents the Interstate Cruisers. The works, roots of this band go back to the early 1980s when they started playing 50s, 60s, and 70s music. The Interstate Cruisers were inducted into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015, and obviously they continue to perform around Northwest Iowa. Go to lakesart.org to find out more.
The Dorothy Pico Nature Center will be hosting two programs on bird watching designed to assist with basic bird identification and knowledge on Thursday, July 29th. First, there will be a presentation on water birds from 3:30 to 5:30 at the Nature Center. That will be followed by a bird watching outing at Owego Wetland Area just northwest of Hornick from 6:30 to 9.
And that will do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. My guest host has been Betty Skewis Arnett from Art Sucks. Good luck at your event tonight, Betty. I'm sure there's going to be tons of people down there.
We hope so, yes.
And at the new mural, how's that coming along?
It's coming.
All right. For Cultural Continuum and my guest host, Betty Skewis Arnett, I'm Steve Smith. I was working on my knees, dirty jobs and dirty, looking for some.